Hello there. Welcome to the call this week for Get Better Clients Academy, the Platinum Call. Leslie, I see you are here and joining us. If you could just type in the chat and say hello, make sure you can hear me. Susan Baracco today, filling in for Ed, who is on another call, and looking forward to having a good conversation with the folks that show up today. So, Leslie, I'm hoping you can hear me. If you can, please. There you go. From Madison. How's the weather in Madison? I would bet it's pretty rough from what I see on the news. Having a snowstorm. We're about to get one as well. I'm on the East Coast and we're waiting for a pretty good storm to bear down on us today, tonight as well. So a lot of snow across the country right now. But glad you're here, Leslie. I'm going to wait just a couple of minutes to see if anyone else joins us. And I have a couple of things I've been watching in the Facebook group. It's been really interesting to see the kinds of things that people are dealing with. And from a business perspective, as you know, clients coming back to life after a long time. Saw a couple of comments recently of clients saying that they, of folks in the academy basically saying, geez, the stuck with it, kept nurturing the not yet readies, and people coming back and saying, hey, I'm ready to go after months and months, if not years. So that's always encouraging to see that people are having that experience. It does work. It just takes some patience.
I know I'm not always the most patient.
Oh, hey there, Leslie. Glad you came on. Yes. I think that's the hardest thing is the patience when it comes to warm, able prospecting. But yeah. It's been good. What has your experience been so far? Have you how has that been working for you with warm email prospecting? Have you had anybody kind of come back around after a while?
Well, I've had some people saying they're interested maybe in the future, but I'm in a bit of a lull now. I do have some regular clients, but I'm hoping to build my business in the architecture, engineering, construction industry. So
great.
That's my goal.
Great, great. Good for you. Good for you. Well, so far you're the only one on the call. Did you have anything in particular that you wanted to, that you needed help with? Anything you wanted to kick around today?
Oh, all right. Well, I just finished, I just signed up to do the coaching with Ed, and I think you as well, and I'm just finished the form. Actually, this diagnostic questionnaire, I'm not sure that it's going through. I'm submitting the answers and getting a little, the circular thing that's going around.
But it's not completing.
It's not
the
completing.
Process. It doesn't look like it. Okay. If you continue to have a problem, feel free to reach out to the folks at the support. Email support and let them know, hey, I'm trying to get this done. Something's not happening. So don't wait too long for that. If you don't get through today, definitely email them today and they'll help you they'll get right on it for you.
Okay. I did print a PDF. I was just going to check that and I might just send that in if this doesn't work.
Yeah. Good idea. Good idea. Yeah. I might as well cover both bases.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Good.
So, yeah, I mean, I've just been, it's been good for me to go through this process and look and see, where my money is and where it isn't.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
So in 2018, I worked on, I edited a memoir and we published it and then I provided public relations and that kind of ended in 2018. So that would have been a good source of income. And then after that, I had, a friend of mine worked at the engineering company and she gave me quite a few case studies and then she retired and I got a little bit after that, but that's really fallen down. So I guess, yeah, I could talk to you about that. So I'm on this ACEC PR committee and the marketing director of Mead & Hunt is on that committee. So she certainly knows me. And, I guess, sending an email to her and saying, hey, can I help in some way, because Carrie was my contact, and she would send me all the information, and, you know, here's the case study to write, and, you know, they were pretty brief, like 150 to 200 words. But I got quite a few of them, you know, so that was, if I would get like five or six at a time, that was pretty good.
Sure.
But now Carrie's gone, and that's kind of dried up, but I mean, they still need to be updating their website with their projects.
So
what do you suggest?
Yeah, well, I wanted to start by asking you a question. First of all, what kind of conversation have you had with the person who filled in behind her? Have you had any actual phone conversation, just email? What's the contact been like?
Yeah, just email, and I have said, hey, can I meet with you for coffee or, you know, something, and, you know, silence, I think.
Silence. No problem. I would bet anything she's busy and maybe a little overwhelmed. Sometimes, you know, when you step in behind someone, it's like, oh, you know, trying to figure out what end is up. The best thing that I would suggest to you is to reach out to her again, but be a little more, I hesitate to use the word aggressive because I don't mean that by any means, but just be more positive and firm and say, I was, taking care of all of this work before you came on deck. I would like to have a meeting with you to understand, how you plan to handle this moving forward, and see what kind of a response. Don't be afraid to, you know, I was responsible for this. It's not happening, and just you don't have to say exactly that, but just show concern and show some responsibility or some ownership for it. Say, look, it's not so much you were getting paid. Obviously you were, but this was an important part of their marketing. And just because this person left doesn't mean it's no longer important. I would suspect it still is, right? Would that be our assumption?
Yeah, it's a little stickier. All right. So Carrie allegedly retired, but they still have her on the payroll, although she hasn't worked, and her boss Megan is still there. So Carrie hasn't been replaced, you know, the one that was directly giving me the work.
Oh, interesting. Do you have a connection with her boss?
Well, like I said, Megan is on this. I'm on this ACEC PR committee. That's American Council of Engineering Companies.
Okay.
I mean, she knows me, you know. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Anyway, so I have, you know, I've reached out to Megan a few times, but I just haven't heard anything, you know, like for a month.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the part where the patience comes in. Sometimes we think, oh, you know, they're not responding. It's either gotten lost or, you know, it's if you think about what they have to do, what's on their plate, where is it in terms of priority? It might be a fairly low priority, so they just haven't had the time to get back to you. Don't take it personally. That's a hard thing when there's crickets and they don't respond, and, you know, it's like, what's going on? That's why I'm suggesting go in with something like an attitude like, I'm part of this team and I have been, and I'm concerned about my piece of it and for their sake, right? So I'm just reaching out and saying, look, it's been a little bit, I haven't gotten any more, and I'm, you know, just wondering, what is your plan moving forward? And just ask that question, and, you know, how can I help? How can I be of help as you transition, and, you know, that kind of thing. And especially if it's something that has been talked about, so everyone knows that your original contact is not there anymore, so how are they handling this, and how can you help?
Okay. And should I ask, maybe should I just say, hey, should we have a Skype meeting? You know, if she doesn't want to, I mean, she's not that far away. I could easily.
I think that's perfect because that's convenient for her. So again, you know, asking to go to coffee is a little bit more of a commitment on her part, from a time perspective. So I'd love to jump on a 15-minute Skype call with you. Are you available either Tuesday or Thursday? What works better? And actually come up with the psychology of that. A lot of times if you give people a choice, or if you give them, say, hey, are you available Thursday at 2? They want to get back to you and say, no, Thursday doesn't work. Can we talk, you know, and they might come up with a better day. You know, that's the psychology behind that. So definitely mention a day or two. Say, look, I could talk either Thursday or Friday at 2:00. Do either of those work for you? And be a little, and again, aggressive, but not aggressive.
So would you know? Say in the subject line, like, let's touch base on project updates?
Sure.
you know, like something like that. So
sure. Hopefully. Project updates, something like that. Yeah, definitely something that, you know, will catch her attention. Because it's something that it's on her list. It's down there and it's bugging her. It's like, yeah, I got to do something with that. I just haven't had the time. I really believe that's probably the case.
I think so too. I mean, they won an award and like one of the marketing managers reached out to me on her own that she knows me as well.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Hey, would you write this up? And
great.
So I'm a proven trusted entity, but it's
Then I suggest that you, like I said, just think of it as, you know what, I'm part of your team too. How can I help? What do you need right now? How can we get this? Keep you guys on track. We want to keep you guys on track. And don't think of it, you know, it's a subtle mindset shift change for you. Is don't think of it as I want more money. This is you know, I want to make sure you guys are keeping up with what your needs are. And that's what I'm here for. So, you know, be really, it's a nice way to go in and just be like, hey, I'm part of your team. I'm here to help. You know, let's have a 15-minute. It will be quick. Just tell me what's going on and what you need me to tackle first.
Yeah. And, you know, and I could say, hey, if you need me to, you know, help an additional way than what I was before, whatever. Sure. Right. That's good. That's good advice. Thank you.
Yeah. I do one step at a time though. So start just with, for this first reaching back out to her, just say, hey, I 15 minutes of your time, want to catch up, make sure I'm not behind on anything, make sure that I'm supporting you appropriately. Can we talk for 15 minutes and leave it at that? Yeah, keep it really simple. And then when you get her on the phone, she might say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad we did this. Can you do this, and this too? and it'll happen that way, most likely, especially if they like you, definitely. If they already trust you, then yeah.
Okay. Well, I got one more question. If I'm the only one here, I'll take advantage of you.
Hey, go for it. Any way I can help.
Okay. All right. So I'm in this networking committee. And I gave a little presentation about what I did. And one of the members said, oh, I have a friend who's an engineer and maybe you can help him out. So he gave me his name and I talked to him and that kind of has gone nowhere. You know, he said he wants someone to write project case studies up. And I think what he has is going to be longer than Meet and Hunt. You know, they're probably going to be longer. And then I look at my project deal and maybe I, you know, said too much, but I said, hey, it'll be $100 to meet with you, and then it would be $350 to write a project up, you know, for the website. And I said, as part of meeting with you, I'd research your company and look at other, you know, engineering firms in his area and, you know, come in ready to go.
Okay.
And silence.
So back up just a little bit and help me understand how you two connected and what the relationship is. I want to make sure I'm clear on how you started this conversation.
Okay. So I'm in a networking group.
Right.
And he has a friend who's in insurance or something. And so the whole point of this networking group is to try to...
Referrals.
Get referrals.
Okay.
So he put me in touch with this guy and then we, had a nice conversation and I, you know, he was interested in, you know, a fee. And so,
okay. So you already had him on the phone.
Yep.
Had a chance to build some rapport.
Yep.
Good conversation. Yep. I can help you. Yes.
Then he wanted to know what it was and, you know,
pricing. Pricing. Okay. Okay. Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know. It is kind of he has a very out of date website and they get a lot of their referrals. They're a sub consultant typically, not from
online. So one of the challenges that you'll find with, the reason I laughed out loud is because one of the challenges you'll find is that if you see a website that's really out of date like that, it means that they don't put a lot of value in that tool. So they're not putting any money in it. That's kind of the bottom line. So there was a time when, you know, sometimes writers come into this and they say, oh, you know, I came across this website. It's terrible. I'm just going to reach out and tell them how I can fix it. And unfortunately, that's a hard sell. That can be a really hard sell. And because they're already broadcasting the fact that it's not important to them by not updating it. You know, I mean, most companies today realize the value of having a good, solid online presence. And so they put at least a little bit of money into it, right? It's going to at least look, I came across a website recently that kind of made me laugh. It looks like it's from the 80s. I mean, it's just abysmal. It's because it's not important to them. That, to me, sends the message. Yeah. So just be mindful that, you mean it's not going to cost $50? Because I can give you $50 to do all that, but hundreds? Oh, my gosh. So that, you know, that you may have shocked him a little, even though that's not a lot of money. But, you know, part of this is understanding your audience a little bit and saying, you know, a good question on that phone call would have been, well, tell me a little bit about your budget and how much you've spent over the last year or so on online presence or your website or whatever, fill in the blank, social media. Just so that you could kind of get a read before, oh, well, we don't spend any money. Oh. Okay. Well, if you don't have a budget, then let me give you, you know, a couple of resources that you can reach out to. And I know we, none of us wants to give business away. And especially if we're still new, we're still building, kind of building our business. It's a personal choice of how you want to handle it. But just know that that's part of qualifying a client or qualifying a prospect is see what they've got out there already. If it looks like they're reasonably serious, but maybe, so if you've got to update them from the 1980s to today, that's a different message than, geez, you know, it's been a couple of years since you posted. Okay. You know, there's a big difference between those two scenarios. And so that is just something to keep in mind moving forward. I'd circle back to him and say, look, took another look at your website, would love to chat with you again. To just discuss further what I sent you, would Thursday at 2 o'clock work? Would that be, you know, are you available Thursday at 2 for a brief call? I'd use that same kind of tactic. It's just, hey, you know, been thinking about it, wanted to follow up and have another conversation with you. And if you can get them on the phone, then definitely talk about budget at that point and just say, hey, give me an idea of how much, give me a sense of what your budget's been in the last year or two for, so, you know, for online presence. And this is something you're accustomed to. And don't be afraid to talk about that. The other thing would be to say, you know, if you haven't in a while, that's okay. But just, I want to be able to help you or connect you with the right resource to help you.
What would the right resource be?
So depending on how in shock they are about having to, you know, to spend money, like it's going to cost me more than $50. Yes, it is. So I will I will send them to some of the online resources like Fiverr or Upwork, where people, they bid, right? So you can get some pretty cheap work done. It's cheap work, and it is sending them to someone else. And that, again, that's a personal decision. For you, if you really feel like you're never going to get more than $50 out of this guy, then I would suggest you send him on. That being said, if you really want the experience and the work and so forth, and you're willing to take less, then I would just talk with him about, look, let's see if we can meet in the middle. Here's what I'm willing to do it for X number of dollars, you know, drop to your lowest if you really want the work and you want the experience.
So, like if I would say, hey, if you would give me 4 projects, I would do it for $250 each or something like that.
Sure. Right. What if we do something like that? Yeah. So have a couple scenarios ready in, you know, if you can get it back on the phone. So again, always start, and I always suggest starting with keeping in mind that the person is probably busy. And that's why he or she hasn't gotten back to you. So just assume that. He's just overwhelmed with his own work. This hasn't been a priority, so he just hasn't had the time to get back to you. That being said, follow up with another contact saying, hey, just want to circle back. Would love to spend, 10 minutes on the phone with you, review what we discussed and figure out, you know, next steps. And then will Thursday work or whatever. That's a good way to approach it and keep that going. And then hopefully you get them on the phone, just have a couple of scenarios ready saying, you know, you got to kind of learn where's this person's mindset, how important is this? And so the importance is equal to the dollars. If it's not that important, they're not going to put a lot of money into it.
He expressed concern about that the website wasn't mobile friendly. Mm. So that was kind of, he was working with somebody on that. And then there were projects to get up to date. And he goes, well, you know, we get most of our work as a sub consultant, but he realizes that people are retiring and the younger people are going to look at the website.
Sure are. Yeah.
That was the extent of his.
So that's anytime they say that they have it's a great suggestion too, is anytime someone says, oh, well, we're working with somebody to update the website. Well, tell me about that. What are the kinds of things they're working on? Because you might be able to partner with, if it's a web developer or web, you know, designer and agency.
Okay.
Say, you know, that might be a good thing. Say, you know what? Maybe I can help with that or something like that. The other thing is that you also just want to get a sense of, again, it's about money. It's like, are you going to be spending your entire budget on that? And will you have anything left over? Do you foresee having anything left over? Have you thought about, you know, this part of it, the content part? You don't want to, that's so important. Because you don't want to spend a lot of time and chase people. If they truly aren't a good fit for you, you don't want to spend any more time than you have to. Sooner you find that out, the better.
Yeah.
Oh, I've wasted my fair share of time over the years chasing the wrong people. And then I catch them and then they don't pay me. And then, you know, you go around that whole thing. So it's, yeah.
Back in my other life, I sold ads for, my first husband and I had a weekly newspaper and we did a vacation guide and I sold ads and I was always happy with the ones that would just tell me no.
Yes.
The ones that say maybe.
Absolutely.
You know, then you
Absolutely.
Just go back and waste some time and then maybe they give you a small ad or they tell you no in the end. So it's just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me no.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. That's a good attitude to have. Just tell me no. If this isn't going to work, it's okay. And you know, the other thing too, is as you get into this conversation, if he starts to get more comfortable, then say, look, you know what? Sometimes I meet potential clients who just don't have the budget to do what they want to do. And if that's the case, I'm fine with that. Why don't I follow up with you in a month and see how it's going? Let them off the hook. Don't, you know, box them in, push them into a corner where they're uncomfortable. They'll be more grateful if you just let them off the hook. You know, say, hey, I understand. Sometimes the project turns out to be more expensive than what they thought in the beginning. Their budget gets tight. Why don't I check in with you again in a month? And he'll feel much more like, oh, okay, thank you. You know, just be considerate of, you know, there's no need to get into a negotiation. This is really more of a, hey, can I help? Do you have the money for me to help? If not, that's okay. Tell me now and I'll just check in with you again in a month. And set a date. Say, you know what, why don't I call you Tuesday, you know, the second Tuesday of March or something like that. Just I'll call you in a couple of weeks and set a day. Say, hey, you can expect to hear from me. Why don't we check in or something? But definitely let the guy off the hook if you're sensing that he's uncomfortable and doesn't want to tell you that.
Okay.
They'll appreciate that. They really
All right.
will. Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
Wonderful.
I think those are two good things for me. I know I'm the only one here. I know the date or the time was different than what it, you know.
I think so. I think it was. So, but I know that the last time we had, I think, three or four people on. So, and it could be snow.
That's true.
Keeping people, it's amazing. The weather's definitely been slowing people down in different parts of the country. So.
Well, I had two meetings this morning and both were canceled. And the first one for sure was I had to leave the house at 7:15 and that wasn't happening, you know, with the snow. And where'd you say, where are you out of?
I'm actually in Maine.
You're in Maine, really?
Yeah. So I'm same. I get, you know, I mean, our weather is different from yours, but there are times when it's exactly the same.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're getting
Ed's in Atlanta though, right?
So. He is. Yep. Yep. Fair weather down there most of the time. So
yeah, well, that's cool.
Wonderful. Well,
right,
thank
well,
you
good.
So much. This was.
Well,
fun.
I think I will just send this. There's something wrong here with this. And after I filled it all in, but
okay, yeah,
I think
definitely.
I'm just gonna. I'll send the PDF just to the Crystal or whatever. And
yes, perfect. Yep.
He wants the information. I don't think it has to be in the form.
No, they'll figure it out. Let's put it that way. Send it over to them. They'll tell you what next steps are for you, or they'll just take care of it from there. So
cool, great.
Well, Leslie, thanks.
You've been so helpful. Thank you very much.
I'm
get
glad.
My own little personal chat with you.
There you go. And it was recorded, so other people will be able to listen to it if they want. So
okay,
can go back and listen again too if you really want to. So
okay,
thanks
great.
So much.
Thank
and
you.
Stay warm, enjoy the snow, and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, you too. Talk to you later.
Alrighty. Bye.